The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Henry Wyden, Clerk for Representatives Moore and Seek. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Grayson Bowden, son of Representative Bowden from Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. It is an honor for this guy from New Jersey to have the opportunity to open the Iowa House in prayer. Speaking of New Jersey, someone who spent a lot of time in New Jersey was President George Washington, both as president and before when he was general. He stayed in New Jersey, in Bloomfield, New Jersey, at the Colonel Thomas Cadmus House from July 9th to the 10th of 1778, just a few years before I lived in New Jersey. President Washington was inaugurated the first president of the United States on April 30th, 1789 at Federal Hall. After the ceremony, he attended a service at St. Paul's Chapel. The following prayer, which I'm about to share with you, is read aloud each day at Mount Vernon's public wreath-laying ceremony and reflects President Washington's prayers for our country at the time of its founding. I now make it my earnest prayer that God would have the United States in his holy protection, that he would incline the hearts of the citizens to cultivate a spirit of subordination and obedience to government, to entertain a brotherly affection and love for one another, for their fellow citizens of the United States at large, and particularly for their brethren who have served in the field. And finally, that he would most graciously be pleased to dispose us all to do justice, to love mercy, and to demean ourselves with that charity, humility, and pacific temper of mind, which were characteristics of the divine author of our blessed religion, and without a humble imitation of whose example in these things, we can never hope to be a happy nation. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Are there announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Clinton, Representative Momsen. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Would I be in order for an introduction, Mr.
You are in order.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House, in the balcony behind me here are some very talented young ladies from the Pleasant Valley Middle School. Their names are Maya Vargas, Ava Vargas, Whitney Kozad, and Elizabeth Otts. They were one of the Mississippi River District qualifiers going to the State of Iowa National History Day. They were in the junior group performance category and will compete in the Iowa National History Day junior group performance category coming up. And if you could join me in giving them all a warm house welcome.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cherokee, Representative Bush. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I would like to introduce the Marcus Meriden Clagorn Remsen Union FFA chapter, who has come to visit us this morning. They're sitting back here on the bench to my left.
The chair recognizes the lady from Warren, Representative Bowden. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I would like to draw attention to the gallery to introduce my dad, Phil Gray, my in-laws, Paul and Kay Bowden, my husband, Adam Bowden, and next to me, my son, Grayson Bowden. Each one of them played an important role of helping me get elected to this seat, and I'm pleased that they're here to share today with me. Please help me welcome them to the Iowa House.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth, Representative Jennery. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Would I be in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. We have a fellow representative who is celebrating a birthday today. Would Representative Bush please stand and be recognized?
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Jordy. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd be in order for an introduction.
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. It is my privilege to introduce my daughter, Grace, who is here with us today. She'll be with us all week, and I'm not quite sure if she's playing the role of undercover boss or trying her aptitude for a clerkship eventually. But she'll be with us, and I'd like to welcome her to the Iowa State House.
The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confers, for a lengthy announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I deliver no such good news of birthdays or people with me. I only deliver the news the Democrats will caucus at 10:30. Thank you very much.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus immediately in the law library.
With both parties going to caucus, the House will stand at ease until the fall of the gavel.